Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hi, hi, howdy, ho, everybody. It's Crab Diving Monday. Slinging at y'all from Los Angeles, California. A couple minutes after 2 p.m. here on the Western Coast. A little after 5 on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us in rerun form. Thanks for letting us tickle the hairs in your ear canals either way. My name is Patrick Vile.
Howdy, 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 hi.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on?
Cab Calloway, right?
Yes.
Was that the heidi ho, heidi
right.
hi?
No longer with us. He passed away.
Passed away, yes. Sadly.
Just like Ernie Banks.
Right, that's a big bummer, too.
I know, man.
Ernie Banks passed away over the weekend. Mr. Cub.
Should we do two shows today in honor of Mr. Banks?
No.
Okay.
Not that it diminishes his passing at all, but,
right.
You know, no.
Okay.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen, till 4 o'clock on the Western Type Coast Live. And you can give us a call if you like. Communicate us with.
Are you Yoda today?
inadvertently.
I want to be E.T. then.
Communicate with us. Give us a call on the telephone machine. 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS, and you can also get us on Skype. Our screen name is Crab Diving, one word.
Skype us, you will.
And also, you can also twat us. Send us a Twitter, at Crab Diving. We check those throughout
yes.
the show. We don't keep our faces peeled on the goddamn screen.
Right.
But we glance over there every once
relax.
In a while.
So if we don't respond right away, just relax.
Lighten.
We aren't ignoring you, okay?
Yeah, lighten the fuck up.
It's a lot of, it's just, there's a lot of insane, fat, white people to make fun of, right?
There are, speaking of, on the Twitter right now, trending, hashtag cancel WWE Network. Apparently there's outrage
no.
in the Twitter sphere right now.
Oh, shit.
One tweet says, it's that time. Cancel WWE Network today and join us. Support independent wrestling.
Oh, my God.
That's CWF Hollywood.
Who do you support? Who are you throwing your support behind? The independent wrestlers or corporate wrestling?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah? I bet. Here, I'll tell you what's going on. The independent wrestling guys are getting fucked.
Right.
I guarantee you. By WWE in somehow, some way, shape, or form. That's the issue. I guarantee you.
I mean,
it's wrestling.
It just says, WWE fans, a whole generation of 30-something men stuck in adolescence having tantrums over greasy men in leotards.
Ooh.
Hashtag cancel WWE.
Oh, my God.
So the wrestling haters
yes.
are out there shitting upon the drama in the wrestling world.
For all you independent wrestlers out there getting hit with chairs, slamming into tables, you know, stabbing yourself with little razor blades so you get nice big head bleeds. We're praying for you, right?
Right.
We pray. Hope everything works out okay in your dispute with WWE.
Are they upset because they might cancel something tonight because of the blizzard that's snatch slapping?
Right.
I would say cock slapping.
Didn't
so
the Royal?
I'd be equally opportunity
offensive.
I guess they might cancel the tonight or something.
I don't know. They're going to cancel it for weather. Do they have it outside? That's tough. These right. independent wrestlers, they wrestle in the winter outside while walking up a hill.
Right. No robes.
Right. No robes.
Oh, gross. So I don't know what the real reason behind that trend is. Yes. On the Twitter machine right
kind
now.
Kind of having trouble giving a shit. Yeah, thank you for articulating that.
Who gives an amoeba shit?
Well, I hope all you wrestlers are okay out there and you're able to continue on with your storylines and your little leotards and tutus. Good luck.
Hashtag twee?
Twee.
Like a female.
Oh, God. That's got to be some, like abbreviation for something really douchey. Twee. Twee. That, I'm sure it means something.
Oh, and here's an anti-feminist.
Oh, here we go.
Many of the same feminists expressing outrage over hashtag twee like a female are the same ones who got hashtag kill all men trending. That's just not true.
Oh, I see. Twee like a female. Is that tweet like a female?
I think they forgot the T.
Does twee have something to do with eyebrows?
That's what the pictures are up there, but I don't
Twee
know.
Twee like a female is a hateful, misogynist hashtag, disgraceful. Yeah,
there you go.
Hashtag kill all men.
Speaking of, did you see on our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving, we posted a link to a story about the Sarah Palin.
Right.
Sarah Palin. Actually, we posted. Let's call it. Let's call it this link that we pasted.
It's too big to fail. It's too big to succeed. It's too big to succeed so we can afford no retreads or nothing will change with the same people and same policies that got us. Since the status quo, another Latin word, status quo, and it stands for, man, the middle class, everyday Americans are really getting taken for a ride. That's status quo. And GOP leaders, by the way, you know, the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So strengthen it. Then the man can't ride you. American won't be taken for a ride because so much is at stake. And we can't afford politicians playing games like nothing more is at.
I mean, does
it keep going?
There's 37 minutes or 35 minutes of that speech.
Holy shit. I mean, while she was talking, I was picturing her as president in the Oval Office, just pouring gasoline all over the country and just throwing a match on it, just lighting us up, burning us to the ground. She would have.
I mean, doesn't it sound like someone just took clips from 100 different Sarah Palin speeches and just clipped together 4 or 5 words at a time? It makes no sense.
She's not drunk. That's not drunk I'm hearing. But it could be. And listen, I'm not saying it is. Unconfirmed. Do you think she could be on like some kind of pill or something? Does she take a little too much cold medicine before she gave that
speech? The problem with people like this is that they are so stupid. That they have no idea how stupid they are.
Oh, so you think it's a brain issue? Like, just her fucking brain?
Yeah, I don't think she's the brightest LED in the bank.
You think she's on a dimmer? Maybe somebody's just been set to low. Low light. Damn. And people still love her, though, even though she said that. They love her like your fucking, like that little idiot cousin you might have. We all love him. He's just stupid.
Well, not everybody.
Uh-oh. Well, she bashes the GOP, the man.
Surprisingly,
what are you doing to
even people on her side, are kind of have called it, one commentator called it
it's so
bizarro.
Right. It's
that was Joe Scarborough.
Oh, wow.
Morning Joe.
Shit. Was he, by the way, when he said it was bizarro, was he holding a cup of coffee with his hair all fucking messed up, with his glasses where the fuck ever, in a North Face sweatshirt and gym pants?
Yeah, delivered in a condescending manner.
Yeah, interviewing a senator. God, what a I cannot stand that show. That show is disgusting. It's disgusting, Morning Joe.
I don't get the Morning Joe.
I watch it every morning when I was visiting my folks, and it's just like it is. It makes me hate liberals. I'm like, I want to turn it to Fox.
Listen to Scarborough here.
No, God, what a cunt.
I don't have the clip. This is I'm going to read.
You're gonna do a Joe Scarborough impression?
I don't think
you're. You gotta really think about being an asshole.
I think it's a tragedy too. We all remember that night. She spoke in 2008 at the convention. I will say, it remains one of the most electrifying performances I've seen in the last four or five conventions I've been to. Nobody expected her to do well. She delivered the lines well. She hit it out of the park. Well, we will let history decide how she got from that point to this point, he said.
Oh, okay.
And Mika jumped in at that point saying, it's time. Meaning it's time for her to go away. It's time for Sarah Palin to go away.
I couldn't disagree with Mika more. I think it's time for Sarah Palin to come on out. I'm liking this. This is fun. I mean, I could sit and listen to that clip again. You're telling me there's 37 minutes. I don't know if I can make it through 37 minutes of it. That's a lot.
Conservative radio commentator said, I know she's popular, but it's hard to take her seriously given that performance. Palin was a sad story Saturday. With every speech she gives, she gets worse and worse. If one were playing a political cliche drinking game, no one would have been sober after the first 15 minutes of an interminable ramble. It was really painful. That's a conservative.
Oh, I thought that was Joe Biden.
Yeah.
That'd be great. By the way, she offers some advice, which you should listen to. I don't know if you mind me speaking of this while we're on the air, but your back is sore. Is that correct?
My back is somebody has a voodoo doll out there.
It's bad, right?
And it's jabbing the Pat voodoo doll right in the lower back.
Well, you should listen to Sarah Palin because you hear what she says. Strengthen your back. Strengthen your back. You're letting the white man ride you too much, right?
I am. I can't let him ride me that hard.
That's got to be a drop. I mean, I know that's the obvious gem in that, you know, treasure trove of shit she just plopped out for us. But like letting the guy, what does she say? Let him ride you.
I don't know where to begin with.
Let him ride you.
When your back is bent, so strengthen it. Then the man only ride you. You know, the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So strengthen it. Then the man can't ride you. American won't be taken for a ride because so much is at stake and we can't.
It's amazing.
She could be drunk. That could be drunk. You know what I mean? That could be happy drunk.
You know, the prompter went bye bye.
Oh, was she dealing with a malfunction?
I think the teleprompter broke.
Well, then everyone can fuck off, because listen, there's a lot of politicians out there and shit pundits
on
Fox, especially.
They shit on Obama a lot for using a prompter, but you think he would have sounded like this without a teleprompter?
No, I think it would have been better. I think we would have been having a different discussion. It would have been like, wow, Obama was really mean again. Because he got to say what he wanted
to. Right, Obama. I can't wait till he's out of office.
Oh shit, I can't either.
Or wait, I forget. You know, he's only got a year or two. Assume his tyrannical throne and suspend the Constitution, they've been waiting for the past 6.5 years.
Right. When is he really going to complete his tyrannical reign? I mean, when is all this evil shit going to come to fruition?
Year and a half, right?
Yeah.
2 years.
When is he going to take everyone's guns?
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
What are all these doomsday preppers going to do? now, after Obama, the sign of the beast.
Then Hillary is going to come for your guns.
Oh, yeah. They might hate her. Hey, we've had this.
They hate her.
I know. I am so sorry to bring this topic up again, but it fascinates me. Is the right wing more sexist or more racist?
Racist.
Wow, that's quick. Really?
Racist.
Okay. But they're not going to like her.
Do you have counterpoint?
I know. I don't know. I honestly, I'm sitting here trying to think of it. It's a hard, it is not an easy question. When you're talking about who does the white, rich, male, saggy dude hate the most? What do they hate the most? I don't know. Black people or women? Which is it? It's tough, right?
And gays.
Gays.
Gays are up there.
Right. Jews are way down there now. I think
Jews are never that far down.
You don't think so?
I think Israel.
Israel?
This is that's the dichotomy of the lunatics on the right is, say, Israel, and they get a little stirring in their pants.
Oh,
but if
shit.
You say Jew here in the United States of America,
right,
little hoods pop up on their head.
Why is that?
Because
it doesn't make any
societal
fucking sense.
Anti-Semitism for
right,
you know, a couple thousand years.
Congratulations, right wing. I mean,
and Israel ain't doing itself a favor,
right?
PR wise.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, they want to start blowing shit up. Again,
I know.
Right?
I'm not much of a Zionist here. I think what's going on there needs to not happen.
Right. Well, that's what Jimmy Carter said. Hey, it's like, as long as Israel is using their weapons and stuff for defense, that's fine.
Right. But. And yes, terrorism is horrible. And yes, there are Palestinians and people and Hamas and all that stuff that launch these little rockets and stuff. But there's also a conditioned response or a reasoned response, and subjugating 1 point something million people
just because of who they are.
A gulag
because of who they are
is not. And then saying, well, you know, they should vote out Hamas, they should vote out, well, if those guys got the guns and if Hamas is the only one feeding them, this is the problem in the Mideast with the fucking Muslim Brotherhood, right? They the shitty government, whatever dictator is running or tyrant is running the fucking government at the time, especially if it's one of our puppets.
Yeah.
Is treating the people shittily and nobody cares because it's one of our puppets.
Yeah.
And then the Muslim Brotherhood swoops in and says, hey, we'll feed you people. Your government's not doing it, so we'll feed you.
That's what ISIS did, right?
Yeah. And we'll close. Well, ISIS is a little different. ISIS is not even bothering with the food and clothing stuff. They're going right for the, let's take, you know, 45-year-olds out and blow their heads off.
My
and
God.
Then everybody will listen to us. They're a special kind of lunatic. But
that's
like the
scary.
Muslim Brotherhood, I mean, that's how they became endeared to a lot of these people. They're like, well, Israel's like, well, kick out the terrorists. Well, I don't know. The terrorists are feeding them right now. And you guys are bulldozing their houses.
Let me ask you, do you think religion has had a more of a negative or positive effect on the earth? The people.
I don't know. Right now or in general?
In general. It seems bad to me.
I'm having a hard time.
It seems like a negative, and I'm not trying to be a dick. You're like an angry atheist.
You know, there are times,
man.
Maybe. I don't know, but it just seems it hasn't been really fond of science.
No. But I mean, in general,
but then there are times
persecuting people, and
then there are times that it has been,
yeah,
like certain sciences,
like what
there are like monks and priests that made scientific discoveries and shit. You know?
Oh, really?
Well, they had time.
Huh. They're bored,
yeah, and an income and shit.
Right. Well, hey, listen, I'm not going to spend any more time today. You know,
but overall,
bullshitting in this Bible that I'm translating. Let me go discover. Yeah.
When someone gets jailed for the saying. You know, I think the earth goes around the sun, not the other way around.
Yeah, I'm going to torture you.
Yeah, and that whole flat earth thing.
Yeah, I'm going to stretch your body apart and then throw you in a fire.
Right.
You know, you.
And how different is that from what Ken Ham believes? That's the thing is, you know, like now most reasonable people.
Yeah, most smart people.
Know that there's no, that the earth isn't flat.
Yes, or 6,000 years old.
Well, that's my point, is that how the Bible. Well, was written at the time when people thought the earth was flat.
And that's okay. Listen, that's okay. I understand. I might have been one of those people that thought that the earth was flat, and then if you sailed off into the horizon, your boat fell off into infinity.
Life wasn't that easy back then. You'll probably find it hard to believe.
No,
so
it wasn't.
You don't have a lot of time to sit around and ponder that kind of shit when you're running away from whoever's trying to kill you this minute.
Right. And why would you not believe if somebody says, you know what, out there, way out in the middle of that nothingness, there's sea serpents too.
Fine.
Yes.
And that big ball in the sky is God walks across the sky every day, and you better be good or he's not coming back.
What was the first person on the, this is going to get weird, but who was the first person on the planet to discover a shark? Or to come in contact,
well,
do you think?
Adam and Eve.
Do you think Adam at first is like, oh, look, look at this cute little guy, and he goes up to pet him,
or
and he gets bit?
Possibly Noah. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, Noah, sure. I heard, you know.
I think they had discovered the sea by then, by the Noah.
Right.
I don't know my timetable that. I got to read the Bible again. I don't remember
my fish don't count
that well.
Fish don't count in the ark story again. Because there's plenty of water. You're not going to be ridiculous and say Noah had sharks on the ark, are you? Because there was plenty of water for them to live in.
But if it rained, that's fresh water.
Oh, you think it fucked with the salinity?
How did 75 feet of fresh water not kill off all of the saltwater dwelling beasties?
I don't know, Pat. Let me check.
How dare you?
Survey says the Bible.
Science and shit. Right. Isn't that easy?
Oh, I love that.
That easy?
I told you I would be a scientist right now. If that shit was real.
Bill Nye the Science Guy, PhDs and master's degrees.
Believe me.
Shit like that. Ken Ham picks up a Bible.
Yeah, no one is happy that it's complicated. And no one is happy that they had to sit through Biology 1, Biology 2, and then attempt chemistry in high school just because all this science stuff is not bullshit. I am not any more happy about it than most of you are.
I was
horrendous.
Thinking for... maybe starting next week, maybe for Faithless February.
Oh, yes.
Of highlighting a religion a day.
Oh, I thought you were kicking me off the show.
On the show.
For starting next week.
Faithless.
Kate's going to sit in your chair.
that maybe we'll, because we've talked about all these different religions. I thought maybe it'd be funny to kind of just, like, every day just read the tenets of one religion.
Shit, I love it. Perfect.
Which comes amidst a, I'm sure we'll get to this one, but I can't overlook the story now. This was in Raw Story.
Yes, Effete Liberal.
There's a new HBO documentary coming out.
Oh.
Called Going Clear.
What does that mean?
It's Scientology.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't think it's flattering.
Oh, I want to watch that, right?
Oh,
fascinating.
I think, yeah. And story in rawstory.com.
Going clear.
Is five big revelations in
HBO's shit.
New documentary, Going Clear.
I love lists.
This first one, it says L. Ron Hubbard's life and theology. Listen, okay. There's the documentary spends time, I guess, talking about L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology. They do share a first person account from Hubbard's late second wife, Sarah Northrup. And according to one Scientology blog called The Underground Bunker, these details have never been made public before. The film claims that Hubbard beat his first wife, Margaret Grubb, kidnapped their daughter, and left her in Cuba to be cared for by a mentally disabled woman.
Wow. Here's a religion.
The aristocrats.
Well, I mean, oh my God.
I mean,
yeah.
What?
That's horrendous. How could that story be worse?
Beat his wife, kidnapped the daughter, left her in Cuba to be cared for by a mentally disabled woman. I guess we'll hear more of the details there. So then,
whatever happened to mom? Oh, this person in Cuba is watching her.
Yeah, you're right. So then it says the film also details Hubbard's cosmology. And this is what we've talked about before. An evil alien overlord.
Oh, shit.
Named Xenu.
This is what you believe in if you're a Scientologist. Please listen. Remind yourself you believe in this bullshit. I mean, come on.
The, that probably sounded echoey for the people. The, Xenu.
Yes.
Brought billions with a B, billions of people to Earth 75 million years ago. People.
Okay. how?
He dropped the bodies into volcanoes.
Okay. Well, yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Duh.
75 million years ago.
As if.
There's no McDonald's.
Just drops into a volcano.
And their spirits,
okay,
which are known as thetans,
ooh,
are believed to attach to humans.
Yummy.
Even today.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense. So the
purpose behind Scientology is to cleanse the body and mind from these spirits. So we are not these spirits that were apparently dropped into volcanoes by Xenu. I thought it was like
no.
Horrific nuclear war or some shit.
That would have been cool. Wait. Let me understand this correctly. So some beings were dropped into a volcano. They got burnt up. The result of that was a bunch of thetans shooting off into the galaxy, the air.
Who are burrowing into our minds and fucking us up.
How does a thetan decide who it attaches to?
I know not.
Wow. I mean, that's some...
Apparently, the more money you have, the more thetans attach themselves to you.
Yeah. And this guy started by beating his wife, kidnapping his daughter, leaving the wife to be cared for by a mentally ill person.
Right.
In Cuba. oh, shit. I don't feel bad. You know what? I don't feel bad making fun of that faith or making people feel bad that they are a part of that. That is the stupidest fucking thing ever.
This film alleges, this documentary,
fuck off,
that John Travolta won't leave the church. Be ready to sit down.
This is the Barbarino tenet.
This is going to shock you. He won't leave the church because he's worried that parts of his personal life will be let out.
Hey, listen, we all know you are gay,
leave,
John.
Leave, John. Leave. Free yourself, brother.
And I feel bad, dude. I feel bad you that you have to hide, and this is...
Oh, how great would it be for him to show up at the Oscars with a little toy like Ian McKellen did that year?
Dude, if
you... Or like the one married to Stephen Fry.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of weeks
ago. Yeah, come on. Barbarino, go find the twink. Take him to the Golden Globes.
How sad is that?
Have a fucking ball.
And how sad that he thinks his career would be affected right now by...
Well, maybe it would. I mean, maybe they would affect his career in other ways. Gosh, you're talking about all that...
Get better roles.
Science fiction power. I mean, there's thetans. Are they worried they'll... If he leaves the church, do you automatically lose your thetans that have attached to your body?
No, you're supposed to lose your thetans. That's the goal of the church, is to purge you of your thetans, I think.
Yeah, so we've got thetans all over us, right? Because we're covered in thetans.
But I thought, well, the goal is to be clear. I guess that you're clear of
clear of thetans.
But isn't it thetan level?
Phaeton, photon torpedoes. That's Star Trek. Thetan.
Guess I don't know what
Phaeton. It's like Satan.
Should we have a Scientologist over to explain?
I did a play with one. It's impossible to talk to. I mean, really. Honestly, it's like talking to a piece of balsa wood. Just like her head. She's like, oh, God, I have a headache. All right, you want some aspirin? No, I'm a Scientologist. Oh, okay. Well, I guess then your head will continue to hurt. Right. Praise Xenu.
Kick that thetan out of there.
God damn.
That 50 more bucks to the church, and that'll get rid of that headache.
You feel good about where your religion came from? Out of some abuser's head? I mean, not even a... Not he's more than a what's his name?
Who?
Mr. Scientology McGee?
L. Ron Hubbard?
L. Ron Hubbard.
The original dude?
He's a kidnapper and a beater of women.
Alleged.
Well, okay. Let's just say he did it. Fuck it.
Right.
Okay? He's alleging that thetans come out of volcanoes and attach yourself to your body. Well, shit, I'm not crazy.
I just... And again, I don't mean to intention. Yes, I do mean shit on Mormonism. But
it's weird.
Who's the first person that Joseph Smith turned to and said, okay, you're not going to believe this.
You're totally not going to believe this. And they did. And he was like, oh, shit.
Moroni, an angel.
Hey, Moroni!
Came and talked to me.
Come here!
Told me that there's these really cool golden plates buried way out in the middle of nowhere. That I can't read.
Moroni! Well, I can't find these fucking plates!
But then... if I find these two stones.
Oh, yes.
And put them in a hat.
Right.
And put them over my face.
It makes perfect sense if you're strung out on meth. And not even that. I mean, God.
And how many people does he have to tell that tale to? Till you find one that's like, whoa, really?
I mean, I think we're overestimating the brains intellect of most of the country, I guess, because that's pretty fucking stupid. I mean, that to me is more stupid than L. Ron Hubbard, because Jesus, at least L. Ron Hubbard is like, here's some spaceships. That's appealing to my nerd.
God sends himself.
Yes.
To sacrifice himself to himself.
He sends himself to Earth in an egg. And what happens is he's aging in reverse.
The Christian myth.
Name that religion.
Manananu.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. See, how does that sound any more crazy?
Well, no.
Guy comes in his sci-fi egg. He's aging in reverse.
And why does God have to rape a teenage girl?
Because he can.
Or not rape. I'm sure it was consensual.
Oh, yes.
Or was it? There was an angel showed up.
Right. The rape angel.
These angels, man.
They're bitches, man.
And
they bitches.
And says, guess what? You're knocked up.
Yeah. The angel of rape.
So.
How you figure?
Why, if God is all powerful.
Yes.
Does he not just go, le pouf?
Right. I can't
and
come.
And Jesus is there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's why? A good point.
Why go through the impregnation process?
I would say because fuck you, I have faith.
I've got
that's
an
why.
Idea. Why right. not? So the answer is, well,
ask Maroney.
Things had gone to shit again,
right?
And he promised he wouldn't do the floody thing,
but he did
it a second time. So that's when he decided to send himself to sacrifice himself to himself,
right?
To atone. For our sins.
Yes.
That
perfect
he gave us.
That's great.
If he created everything.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
I know.
I don't mean to be shitting on people's beliefs.
No, I think it's fun. I'm all for it.
And if you do believe that, rock the fuck on.
Yeah, give us a call so we can make fun of you.
Yeah, just don't.
323-601-LIBS.
Make me believe that or don't put that in public schools and make people's tax dollars pay for that hoobity boogity.
So we're saying
jumbo bullshit.
We're saying Mormonism is crazier than Scientology. I don't know if I even believe that. Scientology's nuts.
Yeah, space aliens, Trump, magic plates. You're
I
saying?
Mean, we've learned that if you get into the deets of Catholicism, I mean, it's
let's
pretty.
Go.
Let's pretty fucked
saints.
Up.
Let's talk saints.
Yes.
I mean, how fucked up is that?
How many rape saints do you guys have?
Official?
Yes. No, I include the yeah. ones off the books. The under-the-table rape saints.
Depends on how you interpret it, I guess.
I don't know. And what a bunch of bullshit. God, it's the best. It's the best. It's the ultimate scam. Believe this or burn in hell. It's your choice. Hey, and if wait, even if you don't believe it, kind of believe in it. And maybe you won't burn in hell.
Right.
You're hedging your bets. I think that's what most people do, don't you think?
Pascal's wager.
Oh, is that what that is?
If I believe and or if you don't believe and you're wrong, you're going to roast in the fiery pits of hell for all eternity and your balls are going to burn and stuff.
Ooh.
And if I'm wrong.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I've lived my life as a good person because of religion, which is never true. And I die and nothing happens. So what's the big deal? I might as well believe.
Yeah, because it's your whole life.
Well, and you can't. You can. How do you
I don't
turn
know.
On and off belief?
I don't know.
How do you turn?
I
on
don't
off?
Know.
I can look at this pen, and you could say it's a banana.
You
could yell it's a banana at me for a year straight, and I'm not going to start believing it's a banana.
No, you believe it's a banana from noon to one on Sunday, right. Whenever the homily is.
Right.
Seriously.
But I don't, anyway.
It's stupid.
Anyway.
So wait, now I want to understand this segment we're doing. For what is
well,
this?
Well, no, I thought we could maybe just do what we just, you know.
I love
we
it.
Kind of did. We'll just go over the tenets of a different religion a day. maybe every other day or something.
Well, maybe it's worth it at Monday.
Faithless February.
We introduce like today.
Although we are usurping Black History Month.
No, that's
and
right.
It is the only, the shortest month of the year that they give our Black brothers and sisters.
That's true. God, what a bunch of bullshit. But why don't we take a whole week with scientists? Why don't we take a whole week with each one? I mean, I'm sure there's enough stuff to talk about.
I don't know if we could take a week.
Of Scientology? They believe in spaceships and shit, man. Yeah, you're right.
But then...
God, how stupid.
Yeah, so check out when that documentary... I can't wait for that one.
What's the name of that documentary? The Wrath of Khan?
Going Clear.
Oh, okay.
It's called Going Clear.
Yeah. It's science fiction religion. It's straight up laser beams and fucking...
It's batshit crazy.
Yeah. It's that too.
It's just batshit crazy. And again, if that makes your day go better, rock the fuck on. If that makes you treat people better... That's a little frightening.
Yes.
That is your motivation.
It's odd.
Avoiding the fiery pits of hell is the only reason you don't kill people or rape people or loot or some shit.
But atheist.
That means you're a horrible person.
Listen, atheist, what do you do to keep yourself from killing people and raping and pillaging?
I have a moral conscience.
Oh, really?
That I know is to benefit.
Oh, really?
Beneficial to society.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't beneficial to society to walk around killing people.
Yes, atheist. Do you turn that off when you're eating babies?
And I have that E word.
Which is?
Empathy.
Oh, I couldn't think of it. Oh, yeah. Fuck you on that one. That's what they say to that. Empathy.
You're right.
Shut up.
Well, not... They have empathy for other white old Christians.
Yes.
Republican Christians.
Right. Yoda would fuck these motherfuckers up if he existed. He wouldn't suffer any of these assholes.
Right. You think
yeah.
He'd sending people agree. He'd yeah. have to, because Yoda yes. puts up with people.
Well, Yoda's a god. No, wait a second.
Yoda ain't Darth Vader. Yoda would put up with shit.
He would Jedi's a religion.
Them, and then he would laugh at him like Obama did to Michelle Bachmann.
What is the Force in Star Wars? Is that a religion or yes. a faith? That's a belief in something.
Yes.
God, is that are all those movies just shills for religion? Because it talks about trust in the Force, believe in the Force, lift this X-wing fighter out of the bog of Dagobah.
There's books on the Force.
Is it Jesus?
No.
What religion is the Force then?
I don't know. I think it's whatever would look cool on camera.
Oh yeah, yeah. Do you think George Lucas? Is this his Passion of the Christ?
I don't think so. I don't think he thought that deeply about it. Really?
Really? I think you're right.
See, I think Tolkien spent a lot of fucking time on that shit.
But that shit is so cool.
But right. I don't. What I'm saying is, I don't think that George Lucas may have put in the decades yeah. of designing whole societies and histories.
Oh, really?
Like
Tolkien. What religion were the hobbits?
I don't know.
They didn't have a religion, did they?
They smoked weed.
Yeah. What a great life to be a hobbit.
Hobbit, or whatever the fuck they called it.
Hobbit weed. Hobbit leaf.
But then they make fun of... I saw an article about that where somebody was like, I think it's obviously marijuana that they smoke because at one point one of the other wizards makes fun of Gandalf for just sitting around and smoking his hobbit weed or something. I think he liked to maybe smoke on the major one.
Halfling's leaf. That's what it's called. Halfling's leaf.
Gross.
It's on Lord of the Rings Wikia.
Wikia.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Sarah Palin leads us into HuffPo versus Drudge, our favorite cage match. Sweating, oiled up, Arianna Huffington versus Matt Drudge.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Best of three falls. I don't know who I'd go for. I don't know. I think Arianna might be able to kick ass.
Arianna Huffington?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think she could kick Matt Drudge's ass?
No. I don't, man.
How dare you?
Yeah.
The headline. Let's start with the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. There's a big photograph. Well, it's a satellite because of science and shit.
Boring.
Of the big blizzard.
Oh, shit.
Top five historic storm, it says. 30 million people are being warned. There is a driving ban in New York City.
Oh, yeah. That's great. If you're a kid, school is so fucking canceled tomorrow.
So fucking cool.
You're so happy. Oh, it's the best.
More than 35 million people along the Philly to Boston corridor are getting home, trying to settle in as a gigantic motherfucking storm is swirling in to bitch slap them with possible hurricane force winds.
Go fuck yourself.
And 1 to 3 feet of snow.
Oh, my God.
The snow is blowing sideways in New York City.
That's
by
dangerous.
Mid-afternoon, they said. It's going to grow to a full-scale blizzard by Monday evening and into Tuesday.
Oh, my God. I'm just thinking about how awesome it would be if you had a little place in Manhattan and that storm's coming in and you just crawl into the local, like, Irish pub. And you just spend the next 3 days getting tanked on Jameson.
Right.
Oh, my God. That sounds so good.
More than 5,800 flights already have been canceled. Not good.
Good. That's hell on earth. Oh, I'm at O'Hare or some gross fucking airport.
The whole fucking country gets, it's like a mobile.
Could you? Oh, yeah.
Not Mobile, Alabama, but one of those things that you hang. And if you touch one little hanging part of it, over on the other side moves.
Yeah, Jesus had one above his crib.
Did he?
In the manger.
Of what?
A mobile.
What was hanging above Jesus' manger?
A myth, frankincense, and myrrh. That's right. What they did with the gifts. Those black guys from the desert brought them.
There was a funny comic I saw in atheist land on the internet. There was Mary in front of a bathtub.
Yes.
And she's yelling at Jesus. She's like, Jesus, in! And Jesus is standing, he's a little toddler with his arms crossed, standing on top of the water.
Yeah. See, like, that's a tough skill to have, walking on water, if you don't, in fact, know you have it or how to use it. It can be a real pain in the ass. Who's going to go get you?
How does one test that?
Can sharks still get you if you walk on water? What's that deal? Because he was around the Mediterranean stuff like that. There are sharks in those waters.
I guess. Why not? You're saying the shark could leap out of the water and snatch Jesus as he's strolling across the Mediterranean?
Right.
I don't see why not.
I don't know.
Does Jesus have Aquaman power?
Does he have
Can
gills?
He talk to the shark?
Like Kevin Costner?
Can he talk to the shark and say, hey, man, don't do this?
What up?
Chill.
Pump the brakes, stupid. Yeah, he could say that. He could breathe underwater.
So,
My savior can breathe underwater, asshole. How dare you suggest otherwise?
So, good fucking luck.
Yay.
To our friends up over in the Northeast.
Yeah. Whatever. They'll be fine.
By the way, I saw an article already that said that winter storms like this will be getting worse like this because of, guess what? Wait for it. Climate change.
But
and these are some of those dummy scientists who are apparently 97% of them in the world are bought out by who? I don't know. Some vast conspiracy.
Yeah.
Against the benevolent oil companies who they just have the world's what's good for the world at mind, of course.
Yes.
BP doesn't care anything about profits or anything. BP wants what's best for the planet and for the people.
I got mine, stupid.
Annoying as fuck. So
totally.
Let's head over to the Drudge Report. Speaking of dummies.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb it down. Set your clocks back a couple hundred years. Get those knuckles scraping on the ground.
A couple hundred years ago. Now, that's pre-Scientology, isn't
Fasten
it?
Up your drool cups. Yeah.
That's pre-Scientology.
It is. Pre-discovery of Scientology, because obviously Xenu dropped those people off 76 million years ago. So it existed.
Cool.
It just wasn't discovered by L. Ron Hubbard.
It's kind of cool, though.
Until 1950-something.
It's interesting. They kind of set Xenu up as one of those bad guys in a parallel universe, like in the Thor comic books. There's that alternate universe where Thor is from.
Yes.
And Xenu seems similar to those guys. I can't think of one of their names because I'm not a big fucking comic book nerd. The bad guy in Thor.
Loki.
Loki. Yeah, just like Loki.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to make some sense of this.
Well, that's how they kind of explain it. In the Marvel universe, they talk about the gods, like, and even on that stupid Agents of. Whoa, I was just on the Drudge Report. It just updated, and it turns red while it's updating. Just momentarily. it scared me.
Oh, my God. Red alert.
Oh, they're pissed off because Obama's approval level is up to 50%.
That's how the Antichrist presents himself.
It's in red. The headline, by the way, is about the blizzard. It says 28 million in blizzard zone.
Right.
But... they're saying that the president's job approval is ticked up to 50% for the first time since 2013. Actually, on the Drudge Report in red,
they make it. They're trying to make that look like a bad thing.
They're admitting it.
Well, maybe they're just tired. They're like, listen, I can't bullshit anymore. He's doing a good job, so let's do this. I'll compromise. Every headline we put up about Obama, we'll put it in red. Yeah. With an exclamation point.
But then the next headline down is like, just like this fucking moron that for some reason is trolling our Facebook page and arguing from the dumbest stance on the libertarian. Not only is he a dummy Republican, but he's right. A dummy libertarian Republican.
I'm a doomsday prepper. I've got 18,000 cans of beans in my basement.
He says things like, you know, we were talking about what we need to move away from fossil fuels and try, you know, start spending more money on renewables. Oh, yeah. What do you heat your house with?
You're gay. What do you heat your house with? I live in California, dickhead.
Well, and regardless,
nothing.
We admit, yeah, okay, we have natural gas. We'd rather not. We're saying we want to transition. We want, as a society, to start spending money to so we don't have to burn this shit. But yes, right now we are. That doesn't make us hypocrites. It doesn't mean we should go out and throw out our furnaces.
No, but we should use what we have. I wish we could heat our house on ignorance and stupidity. Damn.
Right.
Don't you wish we could harness that?
So the next headline on the Drudge says, President films anti-oil drilling video aboard presidential jet. What is Obama, what is he supposed, what do they want him to do?
I don't know. They fly around in a hang glider.
Walk.
Yeah, walk, dummy.
Ridiculous.
I can't wait. When are we going to start seeing all these idiots say global warming? Well, look how cold it is out west, out east. Look at that winter storm.
I think there were extreme lunatics that were saying that Congress should defund Air Force One for him.
Yeah.
Like, take the plane away from the president.
You make him go southwest like I do when I go home. It sucks. Southwest sucks.
Those are the same ones who didn't want him to... give the presidential address.
Oh, yeah.
Like they said, let's disinvite him.
Yeah. Disinvite.
Like the first time in
fucking dickheads.
Presidential history.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever taken Southwest?
I have.
Oh, God. Isn't it horrendous? You go, you line up, and then you have to.
It's like flying those cheap airlines in Europe, except not as cheap.
But you got to.
Nowhere near as cheap.
No. And you got to fight for your seat. You don't get assigned seats. So in Southwest, you go in there, it's first come, first serve, man. That's not a good way for Americans to be. Like, that is not a good strategy. If you got a bunch of Americans that have to be somewhere, they'll stab a baby for a seat.
Well, and I don't understand how that really saves them money.
It's stupid.
You've got to book a spot anyway.
Just give everybody
a fucking seat.
So why not just
throw somebody in a fucking seat?
We don't make choices well. Have somebody make the choices for us. We're dumb.
The... Oklahoma, congratulations, a 4.3 earthquake.
Yay. What's that? Why? Why do we have earthquakes all of a sudden?
God's, it's because of the homos putting their penises in each other's starfish.
It's not. It's the fracking.
It probably is the
fracking.
The 4.3, it was 3 miles northeast of Medford.
I can't imagine it fucked anything up.
32
Sorry,
miles north-northeast of Enid.
You know what you always see in, you always see in the South, at least around where I grew up, like people selling dirt. It's just like people selling dirt all the time. We had an earthquake come through and ruined our dirt store.
There's some lovely dirt over here.
It mixed up the different dirt piles. Oh, no. You can really buy dirt, man. Dirt.
You can.
It's a commodity.
I've got a story here. What time is it? We're not ready to take,
so Enid, Oklahoma. Enid, Oklahoma was flattened. Is that what you're telling me?
No,
by 4.3.
No,
it's okay.
I think it's okay. I don't think we've lost Enid.
That's, you know, in all seriousness, the South is not a place for natural disasters. There are shitloads, and I do mean shitloads of trailer parks. You know, and it's not a good place for an earthquake. So, God, maybe take it easy on the Southeast if you could. or whoever's up there.
And in true tradition, my next story is out of Florida.
Oh, God.
The 37-year-old Megan Barnes.
Hey, Megan.
Crashed her car.
Uh-oh.
Into... she got into an accident.
Right.
And she hit an SUV. She said she was going to meet her boyfriend in Key West. She wanted to...
Uh-oh.
This is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
She wanted to look good to go meet her boyfriend.
Of course. Of course.
Key West. So she was shaving her vagina while she was driving.
Who would do that? Come on.
But.
Oh, no.
The reason she got into the accident was because while she was shaving her vagina, actually, her ex-husband, who was sitting in the passenger seat, was holding the wheel for her.
While she shaved?
While she shaved her minge.
Now, I got to say, for those of you that don't know, minge is the British term for vagina, correct?
Yes.
That's what they say at Oxford University. I think this is a time management problem, don't you? Like, just that, those two things shouldn't be multitasked at the same time.
She was shaving her bikini area, driving south on the famed overseas highway when she crashed into the rear of an SUV.
Oh, she was driving on that bridge from, you know, that goes to the Keys?
Yes.
Wow, she really waited till the last minute.
After the accident, they drove off.
Okay. Did she get finished? I mean...
They tried to claim that the dude was driving, but it was obvious that she had... there were burns on the chest from the airbag that went off.
Right. Yes. So it just,
and that was her sixth time that her license had been suspended.
Has she been,
by the way,
busted for shaving while driving before?
I don't know if she was veggie trimming the other six times.
Oh God. You know, I drive so slow and so boring, but you know what I'm doing most of the time when I drive? I'm driving and I'm listening to music or something, but I'm generally driving. I'm not multitasking, you know. I'm not.
When the state trooper afterwards asked her why she didn't hit the brakes when she saw the SUV, she answered bluntly, "I told you I was shaving."
Oh, my God. Just say you're texting or something.
The officer said, "About 10 years ago, I stopped a guy in the exact same spot who had three or four syringes hanging out of his arm. It was just surreal. I thought nothing will ever beat this. Well, this does."
I was shaving. I mean, you know, she's probably was going to have a day at the beach.
But her ex-husband,
I know,
was holding the wheel for her as they're driving to meet her boyfriend, and she's doing some coochscaping.
Welcome to Florida.
Just saying.
That's standard Florida bullshit right there.
Yeah,
my ex-husband's sitting in a car right now.
I don't see anything weird about that story at all.
Take over the fucking wheel. You got to get out mine a rail code.
The only part of that story I find odd is why is she trimming down there?
Why was she trimming?
Yeah.
Well, it's vacation,
not,
man.
Better be a real woman.
Right. God, how... Why would you even admit that? Just say, I fucking didn't see it. I wasn't paying attention.
I was texting.
It's too much information.
At some point, you do just lie.
I mean, it's your fault. Don't say you were texting, because that's probably a lie.
Right.
Just say your foot slipped off the thing. I don't know. Was it, did shaving cream go everywhere? Was it like, I don't know. Maybe she had to come clean with it. I don't know. Good heavens.
A little bit of stupid crime. Maybe that'll make it on the Hollywood Hick.
To me, that's the most interesting thing, though. Why was her ex-husband in the car?
Yeah, helping her.
You're going to go to the trouble to
drive
get,
down to her boyfriend's.
Right. You're going to go to the trouble to get divorced with somebody from someone so you don't ever have to see their fucking face again, only to drive to the Key West to meet their boyfriend while she shaves.
Right.
That guy's got to do some self-examination. You know what I mean?
Before we go to break,
look in the mirror, dude.
We have to report a sad demise.
No.
You were talking about a little bit about, we've been talking about flying. You were talking about Southwest.
Yeah.
Airlines, etc.
I hate Southwest. It's gross. It's fucking disgusting. It's not even that cheap.
Well, a staple of flying.
Yes.
It's going bankrupt. SkyMall.
Oh, no. You mean the magazine that's got fecal matter
with
all over
it? With all the weird shit in it. Well, yeah.
Well, we did that report.
Fecal matter.
We did that report. The plane is dirty, especially that back seat pocket where the in-flight magazine is found in SkyMall, because people go to the bathroom, don't wash your hands, and then thumb through that magazine.
Yes. They had some crazy bullshit in there. At one time, they sold a King Tut life-size cabinet, a life-size sarcophagus the size of King Tut's cabinet.
It's for my VHS tapes.
$949.
Oh, God. That's as stupid as fuck. I mean, what do you even say? You get that in your house and say, oh, where'd you get that? That's not I got it off SkyMall. Or people be like, oh, I saw that at SkyMall. It's kind of weird.
Suits of armor.
Oh, okay.
You could get oxygen bar they sold. Tranquil Sounds oxygen bar lets you inhale 30% oxygen enriched air. And meanhile plays like white noise.
What a bunch of bullshit
for you.
That's a charlatan selling that. That is a bullshit product.
$229. You could have had the Solafeet foot tanner.
Oh my God. A foot tanner.
Well, you know, you walk around outside all day with shoes on. And you get those unsightly tan lines,
oh,
right?
I hate
so
that. That's the worst.
This is a little box that you stick your feet in, and you fucking tan your feet.
Does it actually have lights, or does it just color your feet brown?
It has lights.
Jesus Christ.
It fries your feet. Gives you foot cancer.
Who the fuck buys that? How many units do they move on SkyMall?
Apparently not enough. They went bankrupt.
I mean, to offer that. Again, this is some little kid.
For $85,000, you could have bought the Sea Breacher, a streamlined two-seater watercraft.
Oh, cool.
Designed to look like a killer whale.
I've seen those.
It is really cool looking. It's a mini submarine that looks like a killer whale. It's fucking cool.
And then it shoots out of the water like that.
Above water speeds of 55 miles an hour, underwater of 25. So, yeah, it can breach
Dude,
the water like that.
I can't even begin to think about how many accidents the Sea Breacher would be responsible for. Imagine you're swimming along and all of a sudden some drunk asshole, you know, hits you with the killer whale mobile.
Right.
Jesus.
Or a Japanese whaling ship.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL shoe wine holder.
Oh, I love that. You're telling me there's nowhere I'm going to be able to buy that?
This is ridiculous. This is just a giant stiletto heel-looking thing that all it does is just hold a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
It just looks like with the New York Jets logo.
Somebody's got to hold that wine. It's not going to hold itself.
No. The high waist control boxer brief for men. It's like Spanx for dudes.
Oh, God.
It's a boxer brief that goes way up under your tits.
Oh, okay. Does it have a schlong insert? Can you put a sock in it?
No.
Is it that kind?
I think it's trying to hold things in.
Oh, okay.
Up above.
Right.
There's a strain relieving eye massager.
An eye massager.
I don't know. You put this thing on your face, and I guess it bangs your face and Hits in the eye. So, yeah, that's, I was reading from Motherboard.
Nothing bad could go on with that, the eye massager.
Listing some of the more ridiculous things at Sky Mall.
How did they ever stay in business?
Rest in peace, Sky Mall.
Yeah, really. I mean, I think, no, rest in peace. You did good. I mean, you sold a bunch of pointless, stupid, worthless shit for a lot of money.
And they apparently didn't.
Well, they were in business for so long.
That's true.
They were just limping along.
Limping. There was some cool shit in there. I used to love reading through Sky Mall. Look at all the ridiculous bullshit that was in there.
You know, you could buy like a life size. I mean, Bigfoot doesn't exist, but you could buy a Bigfoot. You could just put in your backyard. I saw that on Sky Mall.
I have no doubt.
I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, it's cool once. Like, oh, Bigfoot's back there. Now it's just like...
With a live... Oh, you mean a life size? Who knows?
You know, I have a second cousin who has this beautiful... Beautiful spread in Central Florida in the right on the water in the swamp. And as a joke, he thinks it's funny. There's a cement alligator right in the shallows. And it's not like cute.
That's not funny.
No, and there's sand on it. It looks real.
That ain't funny.
No, I didn't find that funny.
Did you fall for it?
Did
he pull the, oh my God, check it out?
No, I looked out his back window. You could see, it's so big you could see it. I was like, holy shit. Is that real? He goes, nah, it's cement. It's funny. And I was like,
cement?
Yeah, cement. It's funny.
Cement?
Cement.
What is tonight? Monday. No new shows tonight.
No, oh, shit.
But we got the great repeats of all our great stuff that runs here on the network right after the show. If you're listening live at 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, you'll hear a rerun of The Cantilinguists. With Teddy Tutson, comedian.
That's right. Very funny.
Funny, very funny human being on the last show, 4 p.m. Then we run this show. Then the Hollywood Hick from 7 to 8. Find out who Brent Paris breaks the fuck up with.
Yo, fuck y'all.
Some Maker's Mark involved in this last episode, potentially. The 8 o'clock slot is filled with the Daily Upper Decker, our sports show.
Comedy, sports, shenanigans.
Leading up to this week, which is going to be
the big Super Bowl preview show. It's all about gambling.
Wednesday, that'll premiere Wednesday, 8 p.m.
They're going to go over all the odds and the different things you can bet on the Super Bowl. So tune in for your, school yourself. Learn something for once.
9 p.m. is a rerun of the Morning Wood show.
Right.
And then at 11 p.m. is Pieces of Silver.
Get your morning wood at night.
The elusive sylph of the forest that peeks out every once in a while and leaves a little podcast for us.
Yes. He plays an accordion.
He does. And listen to the comedy styling of John Silver.
He talks about online dating, all kinds of things.
He does talk about
it. It's a potpourri. It's great. It's great. You get all these stories. It's very interesting.
It is fascinating.
It's an audio diary.
Don't forget all that. And you can give us a call if you like, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. You can call that number 24/7. Leave us a message.
What up? Yeah, well, leave us a voice message.
Leave us a voicemail. Say hello, and, maybe we'll play it on the air. We reserve that right to make fun of your ass.
If it's boring, we won't play it.
And if it's boring, we won't play it. Speaking of making fun of asses, we're going to take a little break here. Play a little musical interlude for you all so we can go purge and refill and inhale and exhale and do whatever the hell we need to do.
Yay.
But coming up, Todd Starnes.
Oh, my God.
Ninny of the right.
He's the best. Is he the guy who's also a host on Fox?
He is.
Okay.
Todd Starnes. He's the one who talks like this.
Yes.
When he's reading his obviously prepared segments.
God.
My name is Todd Starnes.
How is he in my life?
We got a little bit of Toddley. We've got...
he's a dick.
I've got just all kinds of right-wing nut jobbery. We're going to talk a little bit about Scott Walker.
Oh, okay. The presidential hopeful, maybe.
Slime ball of Wisconsin, yeah. Fox News... maybe a little Rick Santorum if we're lucky.
Yeah, gross.
All kinds of stuff going on. Good news sort of in Alabama for 5 minutes and
bullshit.
Then bad news in Alabama. But then there'll probably be good news in Alabama. But all that's coming up after the break. Here's, until then, touch your party parts.
My party is so fuzzy. My party is so pink. And when you touch my party parts, you make me some
party's got to wiggle. My party's got to grow. And when it parts, your party parts. My party will
ladies and gentlemen, is Crab Diving. A little bit of
this is Skates.
Skates,
yes.
The Catch is the name of that song. There,
they're going to be in Olympia, Washington, this Saturday, performing with other bands, Hot Cops, Deep Creep, Wimps, and Skates.
Hot Cops?
The fourth, yeah, yeah, that's the name of that band. It sounds like a fun show. It's at the 4th Avenue Tavern in Olympia, Washington at 9 p.m.
Oh,
look
yes.
for their shit, Skates. The facebook.com/skates is a band. Skates is a band.
Skates is a band.
Right.
Anyway.
And the other song, Party Parts, yeah. by Alex Voles. Alex Voles on Facebook. I love that song.
That's a great
song. Badass.
We've got all kinds of right-wing nut jobbery. You know, they never stop. They really never stop. Join us on Facebook, speaking of. There's lots of combos going on Facebook. Particularly,
Hello.
Prolific Nutjob is battling a lot of our followers
on
the Facebook page.
It's fun, right?
There's a lot of people piling on this guy and who seems to be ridiculously battling back. In fact, in the last hour, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people commented on this one stream. They're arguing with this lunatic who listened to what he said about Sarah fucking Palin. He said, and I quote, I've got the wrong one. Oh, God. You know what I hate about Facebook is how it sorts the comments.
Oh, I know. It's so irritating. I can't even figure it out. Some bullshit algorithm from Mark Zuckerberg.
I want the oldest fucking comment.
Yeah.
What I want.
which story is it?
It's the one about Sarah Palin, but basically he said that Sarah Palin has accomplished more than Obama and Hillary.
Hillary
Clinton.
Why is she Hillary? Is that because she's pro-choice?
She's accomplished a hell of a lot more than Obama or Hillary ever did in their lives. Given a choice, I'd choose her every day or twice on Sunday. To that, he has 24 replies.
That's awesome.
You really shouldn't be hitting the bottle so early on Sunday, Randy. This is from yesterday.
Yes. Is that what you said?
That may have been.
Always, yeah.
Then there's the battle is going on, man. A lot of too long didn't read.
Right.
But join us there. That was the story about her bizarre improvised rant.
Fight the revolution on Facebook.
Fight the revolution.
Do you hear the people sing? Go fuck yourself.
And his number one argument is no, you are.
No, you are. You're an asshole.
If we say this horrible oil spill. Oh, yeah. Well, what about the Clintons?
Yeah. Eat a dick. Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
We're talking about, we put up a meme that says people on food stamps didn't cause the economic crisis. People who lost their jobs weren't responsible for the economic crisis. Average, ordinary Americans weren't responsible. The people responsible for the financial crisis were the CEOs in charge of the largest financial institutions in this country. We are still paying for that today. What part of that is wrong? This idiot, this moron, this knuckle-dragging jewel cupper, Randy, our resident troll, says, you failed to mention Bill Clinton's surprise.
What does that mean?
He's an idiot. This is how the right thinks.
Oh, yeah? Who about Bill Clinton? You failed to mention Bill Clinton.
God. Yeah. It's really just the failure of the American educational system. Oh, this guy, Randy.
It's horrendous.
Moron. And then you call him out. He's like, go, prove it. Prove it. Give me a picture, crab diving. And I gave him a picture within an hour of what we were talking about. And then he's like, oh, well, but then later on, he said something incredibly ridiculous. This is the guy who said, I think we talked about it on the show, go to crabdiving.com. This is the guy who said Ronald Reagan was the one who instituted Martin Luther King's birthday as a holiday.
Sure. You didn't know that?
But it happened at that time.
Yes. Didn't someone kind of hold a gun to Ronald Reagan?
That's about it. Reagan
made him do that.
Did not want that holiday. And this guy was like, Reagan was the one who introduced it. And I said, oh, please provide citations for that one, for this spin on history.
You're telling me the guy that gave birth to the war on drugs, where he just put a bunch of black people in jail for the rest of their fucking life, was the architect and the genius behind Martin Luther King Day?
But the response I got from Randy was...
Yeah. Well...
Because he has no argument other than, oh yeah, Obama.
Yeah,
Randy. Obama.
Randy had to pick up his marbles and go home.
People are so dumb. And we're not Obama tickers here.
You libs are so mean.
I got problems with Obama.
You're so mean. You bring up facts.
You're right. He doesn't say we're mean. We did get one of those, though.
No, really?
Somebody on one of our posts that may have done a tiny bit of shadding upon some religion or something. I don't post. No, neither of us. We don't post anti-religious memes. We don't post horrible things of Jesus doing stuff or whatever.
No.
We don't do that.
Not at all.
But I'll post shit against people who are using religion as a cudgel.
Yes.
They deserve to be humiliated.
I posted a story about a spider that eats its own genitals.
There you go. But I don't even remember what it was about. And this one woman was like, you're so mean. Oh, you know what it was? It was for that sea hag in Oklahoma.
You're so mean.
Who wants to...
I saw that.
Who wants to pass a law that takes the pensions and the salary away from any state worker who facilitates a gay marriage.
But you're so mean. Yeah, that's dumb.
And we said, we put her email there and we were like, you know, hey, say hi to this sea hag, this Christo fascist ninny who's trying to spread her religion up your starfish. And this little Christian woman was like, you're so filled with anger. I don't understand why
well,
you're
yeah.
so filled. Look at you so filled with anger.
Well, and look at this person trying to stifle somebody's human fucking rights.
And I was mad at Randy at the moment, and
yes.
I responded to her unkindly.
Yes.
Something to the effect of, screw you and your beliefs. Screw this and your beliefs. Screw this and your beliefs.
Who do you
and
hate
your moronic
worse?
Beliefs.
Is Randy our biggest enemy on Facebook?
Now, they go away after a while.
Randy.
They're like zits.
If you're interested in what we're talking about, go on Facebook.com/crabdiving and check out Randy's
and find
comments.
Out, yeah, Randy the beleaguered libertarian.
Yeah, the
for
poor,
some reason,
persecuted, old, fat, fucking white guy. Randy!
I don't go on I want to shoot ropes on Sarah Palin Facebook.com.
Does that exist?
Where they love her and argue with these people. What? I really don't. Now, there are trolls.
Yes.
are trolls among us. Who,
ropes for Palin.com.
Liberals who love to go off on the retard. I mean, sorry, I can't use that word.
Nope.
On the moron pages that, of the right. And
it's funny
troll.
That moron is okay.
We aren't one of them. I
yes.
don't do that. We kind of preach to the choir here. We know that. But we try to bring news stories that need to be preached to the choir.
We need
trying
to talk
to convert
about.
People. We're not trying to talk to the right. There's no talking to these people.
Yes. So, no. They're idiots. They believe in things like Xenu and...
why Randy... Oh, Randy's probably a Christian. Why Randy here is spending so much time on our page trying to argue every meme that goes up, every story that goes up.
I love
up.
It. That's great. I wish Randy listened to our show. Maybe he does.
I don't get
call
it.
Us, Randy.
I don't get it.
Ask him to call the show and
I can't
share his opinions.
Him.
That might get all those people on
you're
that thread to listen
libtard.
To our show.
You big libtard.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, if we do,
2,500 people have seen that thread already.
That's
today.
Great. Thank you, Randy, for spreading our liberal agenda.
I guess. Really. It backfires on those ninnies.
Randy's like, listen, not for nothing, but there's a crease in that birth certificate, Barack. You think he's a birther?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Iowa! Thank you!
Oh, man! Let's give him more fun.
Thank you so much! I am so happy to get to be here. Thank you.
So great to be back in Iowa. You know, we have great memories here.
Pause it 1 second.
The many trips now that we've been blessed.
Yes.
I have a question. Now, I'm listening to this. When do you... Let's mark the moment when it officially goes off the rails. How long did that speak?
Well, define officially off the rails.
She's okay still. She's okay. Like it's not like she's a space alien. When it gets too weird. You just listen for that.
To take here, you know, of course, the OA campaign, and then the even more fun Tea Party rally that we had in Indianola. That was fun. We've had, oh gosh, chowing down on fried everything at your state fair, of course. And then one year, thinking that a bit after the fair, oh, he's going to work some of it off.
Come on.
Okay,
that's off the rails.
Not, we're getting weird. But still, it's intelligible. I understand that she's talking about having a little too much fun, maybe eating too much at the fair. It's not bizarre yet.
So we drive up to Storm Lake, and I'm thinking there was a half marathon going on. I'm thinking, hey, I can go incognito. I'm going to jump into this race. And incognito, Latin for me, it means no makeup. No one.
Somebody paid some comic in Anchorage $20 for joke.
That's a horrendous joke. It's not. Do you find it funny?
You think she wrote that one herself?
God, I don't know. But not off the rails yet. Still not.
Scare little children. So I'm running the race. I jump in there. And I am incognito, I'm thinking. I'm running in peace. You know, no one talking politics. Of course, I'm sucking air the whole way, so I can't talk anyway. But no, press there with those suspicious thinking of theirs, the signals, you know, oh, she's in Iowa. What is she doing? And it seems like the Iowa politicos, too, very good at sensing, you know, who's coming, who's going.
Okay.
Do you know what she's talking about?
No, I
anymore?
Don't. And that gets weird. No, yeah, she's talking about running the race, right? And sensing when people are around right. you or not. So, I mean, I'm sort of discerning what she's talking about.
So, okay, between 2 minutes and 35 minutes, pick a time.
Yeah.
Pick a time.
Between
2 minutes and 35 minutes.
I'll pick a time. 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
We're going to 14:30.
OT time. How will they protect our standing across the world when they can't even protect an ambassador? When will they listen to concerns of we the people instead of listening in on our phone calls? And how will they axe Obamacare? Remember that it started as Hillary Care. When will they let us control our own care? What?
That's so weird. They're going to axe Obamacare and replace it with Hillary Care. You see, and then she gets, this is where she's, you can hear she like, she'll throw out a stupid like premise like that, and then she'll just get so confused. Yeah, I,
it's and like, the
you can just see her brain just like, she's just stuck in some kind of fucking gear. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Because then they clap.
This is 25 minutes now.
Did you hear when she mentioned the ambassador that she got that got an audible response from
Benghazi?
The fucking,
are you kidding?
There was, the fuck is she speaking to?
Are you kidding? There wasn't a dry seat in the house when she said that.
This insistence that it's lawlessness of he trying to get his way, it tramples our Constitution. So from debt. And I won't even get into all the details of everything, but from debt, you know, normal people, when they're in a hole they don't want to be in, the first thing they do is stop digging. I don't know what is wrong with the leaders in this country who understand we are in a hole we don't want to be in, and they keep digging. But from debt to energy, proving that inherent link between American-made energy and prosperity and American-made energy and
from debt to energy.
What in the fuck is she talking about?
I don't know. This is amazing.
She's like, honestly, she's trying to say that the typical business as usual in Washington is why we have problems with our energy and our debt. I think that's what she's getting at.
Okay.
I mean, I really don't know, though.
I don't know.
How far are you in?
We tweeted out that was 25 minutes.
We tweeted out that
we would have run it through Google Translate, but they don't have from idiot to English. It's our big
joke. That's funny. Oh, that's good. From Palin to English, they don't have it. God, could you imagine if your job is to... Somebody's got to transcribe that, right? They write down exactly what she says. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, and I'm going to need a big, thick rail of meth. I'm transcribing a 37-minute speech by someone
to the
who...
primary process, not to marginalize any independent, common-sense conservative. Hey, let's also take the sign off the door to the Oval Office. You know that one that said for a while, no girls allowed? Take that off the wall, okay? And We remember what Margaret Thatcher would always...
God.
We remember...
Taking off the wall, but...
What,
Margaret Thatcher.
She does seem drunk. Yeah, no, now you're making me think she is a little drunk.
Good God. There are still people in this... with the idiot on our Facebook page would pick her as president over Hillary.
This one guy says, if Sarah Palin becomes president, I'm leaving this country. It is too much to ask for the tea-bagging Republican Christian idiots to realize that this woman is poisonous? I don't know. Good point. I don't know. When are we going to realize she's poisonous? Is she poisonous? Would it matter?
I think she's losing her... I think this might have been her swan song.
Really?
She might have flamed out on this one. Because even...
But they love her even in this audience.
Even the right one. But not like they did.
Yeah.
She's getting some applause, but they're not... You know, like they used to be for her. I think some of the gilding has fallen off that turd.
Is she Kim Kardashian for white trash? Is she the trailer park of Kim Kardashian? I'm serious.
No, Kim Kardashian is the Kim Kardashian for white trash.
That's true. It's a, okay. You're right.
Let's see, what else have we got going on here in right wing nut job land? What did we tweet out?
We tweeted out Glenn Beck, Todd Starnes.
Okay, let's
right wing nut job bullshit and Scott Walker.
Let's get to Todd Starnes. Chris Doniny, extraordinaire, Our Lady of Perpetual Butthurt.
Show me Todd Starnes!
Todd Starnes. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. And this week in Christian persecution, we're going to talk about somebody that didn't do anything, but we've inflated to make it sound like they're coming at
Christians. I live in Jesus, God, heaven, fucking fairyland.
So he has... apparently, he calls his little YouTube segment...
Ooh, what does he call it?
American Dispatch.
Oh, I just puked all over my pop screen. American Dispatch with Todd Starnes. Chong, chong.
You know, they've leaped and latched onto the American Sniper movie.
Oh, yes. It is my favorite.
As a movie straight from Jesus.
I like movies where brown people get killed.
And Michael Moore... took some shit over a tweet.
Yes.
About that he said he was brought up to believe that snipers were cowards. And that he was brought up to believe snipers were cowards because his uncle was killed by a sniper in World War II. And that I guess basically he doesn't, you know, he's not too into glorifying this guy.
Right.
Meanwhile, on the right, they fucking love the American Sniper. Ah, love him. One of the scary things is do yourself an unfavor and Google some of the right wing tweets to American Sniper.
Oh, my God.
And one of the things that has happened a lot is people coming out of it saying, oh, God, this makes me want to go kill some fucking ragheads.
Oh, geez. Great. Oh, man.
And by, like, Bradley Cooper as the American Sniper, I guess they use the term vermin all the time and scum and just completely dehumanize all of the Iraqis.
You think that's something that happens in war, though? I mean, because
but
maybe that has to happen.
There's a difference between demonizing the combatants of the other side,
yeah,
and taking out civilians.
Oh,
which
yeah, absolutely.
Allegedly, this dude did,
yeah,
with abandon, and then later on talked about how he jerked off to it. You know, I mean, it was he loved killing them.
Don't you think this is one of them things where the right wing is like, there's no gray area here. This guy
right.
is all good. What
right.
he did is totally justified. There's no gray area here,
right?
It's a simple. It's simple.
Oh no, he's an American hero, and if you disagree with that, you are a flag burning commie.
He shoots Al Qaeda. What's not to like?
So one of the things that Michael Moore said was, you know, would Jesus hide on a rooftop and shoot people in the back?
Who knows?
Jesus might.
But, you know...
So could Aquaman. Equal myth.
You know, the right knows exactly what Jesus would have wanted.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
And most of the stuff that they think Jesus wanted was the stuff in the Old Testament that right. Jesus really didn't want.
Don't be daft.
Details, yeah, details, yeah. Details.
What about the thing where I can rape my sister and then stone my wife to death if she...
talk back.
Yeah, if she makes the bacon a little too... I don't know. Not done enough.
You rape a woman, you got to marry her.
Yes. Calling the angel of rape.
So here is little Toddley Starnes.
I hate this guy.
Responding to Michael Moore talking about American Sniper. Todd Starnes.
I'm an asshole.
I'm Todd Starnes with this American Dispatch. It was another jaw-dropping weekend for American Sniper. More than $200 million in ticket sales, routing the competition and driving liberals bonkers.
Oh, I am so hard right now.
I'm bonkers.
Did you hear that a story about killing ragheads is number one?
Oh, right. I don't even need my Viagra to have sex with my wife, who I'm not even attracted to.
Did you hear that opening music?
Oh, I'm a little jealous, are you not?
And guess what the graphic is at the beginning?
Jesus on the cross.
No. What? American Dispatch.
Uh-oh.
It's a waving flag.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's an American flag.
I must be hopped up on goofballs.
I'm Todd Starnes with this American Dispatch. It was another jaw-dropping weekend for American Sniper. More than $200 million in ticket sales, routing the competition and driving liberals bonkers. The New York Times dismissed the massive crowds as Southern and Midwestern. Former DNC...
Dismissed.
Yeah.
Dismissed the crowds as Southern and Midwestern.
So what?
That's where everybody saw the fucking movie.
You actually can see where people saw the movie because we have things like spreadsheets. And
so the
and
New
databases.
York Times said the movie was most popular in the Midwest and in the South, and this little diarrhea stain says,
how dare you?
We were dismissed. Look, Christians are dismissed.
We were marginalized.
God,
Southern and Midwestern. Former DNC Chief Howard Dean called all you folks who saw the movie very angry men, Tea Party types. And consider the latest Twitter tantrum from that tweeting twit Michael Moore, asking, what would Jesus do? Oh, I know what he'd do. Hide on top of a roof and shoot people in the back. What would Jesus do if he could be a sniper and save soldiers' lives by shooting savages in the back? Well, I'm no theologian.
What do you think is coming
up? Well, I'm no theologian.
But I'm going to be one now.
I bet Michael Moore is going to burn in hell for eternity.
I'm no theologian, but I know that I'm right about killing ragheads.
You're also no voiceover talent. He's horrible. This Todd Starnes, he's got great music, and he sounds like a douche.
He's just a revolting human being.
His read is lazy and uninspired. How dare you?
He's the obnoxious kid in class who's like, teacher, teacher, look, look, look.
And listen to the alliteration.
Oh, yeah.
In this copy.
Oh, he's
someone's being cute.
Oh, he's way into
and creative.
He's quite the writer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I'm like Dr. Stupid Seuss.
Well, look who he is.
His audience.
Look at his audience, yeah.
Images in the back. Well, I'm no theologian, but I suspect Jesus would tell that God-fearing, red-blooded American sniper, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Well done for blowing the heads off of those ragheads, good and faithful servant. Well done for preserving the American way of life. The America that I, Jesus, shat forth out of my anus.
Yes, it was me, my sacred hole.
Moroni! We sent Moroni down to talk to Joseph Smith.
Yes.
And tell him.
Moroni, shit me out!
Find those plates, Joseph.
Right. I'm going to beat my wife, leave her in Cuba, and then kidnap her daughter.
When he didn't listen, we found L. Ron Hubbard.
For dispatching another godless jihadist to the lake of fire. But then again...
Another
godless jihadist to the lake of fire.
This guy's great. He's a fucking poet.
Especially the nine-year-old ones. Those nine-year-old godless jihadists that guy... dispatched to the lakes of fire.
Have you ever been to the lake of fire? It's fun.
done, thou good and faithful servant, for dispatching another godless jihadist to the lake of fire. But then again, I'm no theologian. There was a time when Hollywood and Democrats stood in solidarity with our fighting men and women, folks like Jimmy Stewart and Bob Hope and John Wayne, American heroes.
Everybody does still stand by. They just don't stand by this guy.
Right. And listen, a lot of the old people that we used to look up to, and, you know, they were racist because that's how they were raised.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're progressive.
Right.
Things aren't like they used to be in the 50s. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I know it would be nice, I guess, to chain all of our women up in the kitchen. And you know what you'd say before you went out for the end of the day? Hey, honey, there's a Coca-Cola in the fridge. If you could drink it before I got home, that would be great. Because you know what? It's full of cocaine, and it's going to make you happier to see me.
Right.
And John Wayne, American heroes. Those days are long gone, and our sweet land of liberty has been soiled by the stinking stench of Michael Moore and Howard Dean and their liberal minions. I'm Todd Starnes. Be sure to check out my page on FoxNews.com for more American dispatches.
This guy has a job on a news company.
No, he doesn't.
He's not on Fox?
You said news.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's
right.
A good catch.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's crazy. He's dumb. I mean, first off, John Wayne was a shitty actor. Look at me.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
He's a shitty actor.
Yes.
Let's quit deifying him. Quit deifying John Wayne, okay? He's not fucking Laurence Olivier. The man played Genghis fucking Khan.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that.
Was that a line from Genghis Khan?
I wouldn't make
it. I bet it was.
I don't think so.
Did he put on a voice for that? Was he like, you know?
No, he didn't bother.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't even bother.
People don't remember John Wayne anymore. Think about him because he sucks and his movies don't stand up because they don't make any sense. Okay. I don't mean to make this an anti-John Wayne broadcast. But
I like some John Wayne movies. A good mindless Western.
Yeah, there you go. Mindless. I mean,
right.
He's not a hero. He's not a hero, right?
He is, because that's when men were men.
Yes, he was a man.
When you could say the N-word and backhand your wife from talking back to you, the good old days.
You could go watch a nuclear test, right. Get a little too close to it, die of weird cancer. And everybody's like, oh, he's a man. He got real close to a nuclear explosion. Made his money being a dumbass cowboy without two thoughts in his head. And then someone says, hey, you want to watch his bomb go off a little too closely?
But they didn't know.
Sure.
Better.
No, it's true.
Todd Lee Starnes, sending thanks. Jesus would be thankful for sending those ragheads, those godless ragheads, to the lake of fire.
I mean, listen to him. He sounds stupid.
And how many people are eating this shit up?
I don't know.
He's on Fox. This isn't some snake waver in the hills of Appalachia. This ninny has a national platform, and national ninnies sucking his saggy, nasty white man tit juice.
The liberal stinking shit. That's what he said. Stinking stench, actually, which is redundant. It's a stench.
Did he say stinking stench?
Stinking stench. Tit juice, by the way, a good one. That goes up on the big board.
What?
Tit juice. The term you just coined.
Did I say tit juice? Oh.
I believe you did. Score to at Vile Experience.
Scott Walker of Wisconsin. Some people
is
say.
Wisconsin still there? I feel like someone should check on it.
Yeah.
How good can things be going there?
They're trying hard. Poor Madison. Madison could not be more liberal and fun.
Nobody wanted Scott Walker in Madison, right?
Oh, God. And he's there. I mean.
No, that's where,
The centerpiece of Madison, you can't look out your window without seeing the fucking Capitol building right there. So, I mean, it's just rubbed in your face.
Surely to God, he doesn't do a lot of speaking engagements in Madison. He's got to go out.
He's got to go out to the...
Get me out of here.
To the rural parts.
No one likes me.
Where the black haters are.
Why don't the people of Madison march on the fucking Capitol and demand he leave?
We're sick of paying for the brown people in Milwaukee.
Yeah. is that Wisconsin politics in
those
a nutshell?
Takers. Oh. Are you kidding me?
I love it. How stupid.
That's like Illinois. Fucking idiots. Everybody says they're paying for Chicago.
No, 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 you're not paying for Chicago. Chicago is paying for you, you fucking asshole, and your fucking corn maze.
Ding, ding, ding.
There's nothing in Illinois but corn.
How's that farm subsidy?
There is there's nothing in Illinois but Chicago. They drive around in the state for a while.
So the band,
yes,
a band that you frequently hear.
Oh fuck!
Here in the studio.
Okay. Is this a good band or a bad band?
This is a good band.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. What's a good example? Let's try this one.
The new TurboTax app.
That's a bullshit. No, it sounds like Rick. It's a bullshit commercial. But this,
yes,
is a song by called "I'm Shipping Up to Boston" by the Dropkick Murphys.
The Dropkick Murphys. I love these guys.
I'm shipping up to Boston. Playing in a moment here. Oh, don't you know? Don't you know? It's funny. You'll be surprised that the video, it looks like a bunch of white guys getting ready to fight.
Oh, yeah.
if we skip ahead a little bit, it's pretty... It's kind of a punkish kind of Irish group, the Dropkick Murphys. Well, apparently Scott Walker is a fan. And... you know how one of the great stories is how Chris Christie, like, literally cries over Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
And Bruce Springsteen can't stand
him. Yeah, he popped his lap band, didn't he? Last time he heard Born to Run.
Well, Scott Walker has apparently been using a Dropkick Murphys song.
Oh, I love where this is going.
For something.
Yeah.
So the Dropkick Murphys tweeted... At Scott Walker, at Governor Walker. Please stop using our music in any way, .. We literally hate you.
Yeah!
Love Dropkick Murphy.
Oh, I just have a new favorite band. Oh, I love this. This is awesome.
They
don't fuck with those guys.
Received a lot of love from those of us on the left, but they also received a wee tiny bit
of hate.
Of hatred.
Well, they weren't Dropkick Murphy fans in the first place, I imagine.
Handjob Chowdahead.
What?
That's this guy's name on Twitter.
I'm jealous of that handle. Handjob Chowderhead!
Said at Dropkick Murphys, then we're done, you gobshites. Literally hate?
Wow.
Question mark.
Now, they sound Irish or English or something. Gobshites.
One guy said, I'm convinced you couldn't explain your opposition to his policies if you tried. Pipe down.
I bet they could.
Vitali says, one of my favorite bands turning into a bunch of retards.
No, nice. Nice use of the R word, asshole. You know.
Acroman 39.
Acro.
Says, fucktard liars.
By the way, to the person that says that the Dropkick Murphys couldn't explain why they hate Scott Walker, you're going to tell me there's an Irish guy that can't explain to you why they hate something?
Classic.
Bullshit.
At less gov more free.
Okay. Libertarian idiot.
Said, wow, you guys are fucking assholes. Never listening or buying your music again. Just lost a fan.
Have fun, Doomsday Prepper.
I mean, I just don't know if I really liked the song.
Yeah.
I mean, I can appreciate some of Dennis Miller's older jokes.
Yeah.
Before he turned right-wing nut job crazy.
Yeah.
But the only reason I don't like his humor now is because he does political right-wing nutjob humor that's not funny.
What if one of your favorite bands came out and said, I think Obama's full of shit. I want to see his birth certificate.
They have. There's older, a lot of those older guys are
anti-Obama. You won't listen to Damn Yankees starring Ted Nugent.
I didn't before.
They're a great band, though. They're a super band.
But I didn't seek them out. And actually, if a song came on right now that was good, I would be like, okay, I like that song.
The problem is you'd be listening to the Ted Nugent sound. You'd be like, wow, kind of rapey, no? Doesn't he have all those creepy, like, child molestery kind of lyrics? And
Jailbait
all
is Jailbait. The name of a song.
What is wrong with
it's
him?
It's not that ambiguous.
What is wrong with him? He writes songs about having sex with children. Then he has to get his bow and arrow and run out and shoot Bambi in the woods. I got guns. Fuck you, dude.
This idiot has decided to blame the Dropkick Murphys on all of American politics. Sad to see you guys feel the need to help make politics so divisive.
Fuck you. You listen to the Dropkick Murphys. I mean, they're divisive, right? They're going to have opinions.
And then there were others that were trying to convince them that Walker's conservative nut jobbery is punk rock.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say it is, if depending on...
Not sure if you realize this, Dropkick Murphys, but punk rock is anti-government. What's the closest to no government? Small government. Support Scott Walker.
Small government that says, oh, you can't raise a minimum wage, you can't have unions, you can't have an abortion, X, Y, and Z. Oh, by the way, I'm going to shove this thing in your vagina. And you have to look at it.
Well, and like that idiot on our page who's like, small government, small government, small government. He wants everything to be in the hands of big business.
Right.
I would rather have an inefficient government that at least on some level we can vote out and is at our behest.
Yes.
As opposed to what we've got now, which is giant corporations making the decisions that are best for the giant corporations fuck the world.
Right.
That's what, how does, I don't understand
how's
this mindset.
Punk rock?
How does going back to a Dickens novel.
Yes.
Going to help our society and our planet.
What's punk rock about the Koch brothers?
I don't know.
Nothing's punk rock. What is punk rock about helping old, saggy, punk white rock. People? It's the opposite of punk rock.
There's nothing punk rock.
And by the way, there is Koch nothing brothers. Punk rock. Green Day has a musical on Broadway. That's not punk rock at all.
Right.
Bullshit.
And I like Green Day.
Yeah.
That American Idiot album is literally... one of my favorite albums ever, because there are very few albums where there's more than like two songs that are worth.
No, I like Green Day too, but
every single fucking song on that album I like.
An American Idiot, jazz hands. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
it's rough.
They got to make their money.
Do they? Wait a second. Were they poor before? I don't
fault somebody for becoming popular, making money.
You know what? You know what was I thought Green Day, they could, the other thing that they could have, they didn't need to take every bit of money on the table. They could have left a little money on the table. That story in ER, some kid dies. It's so horrendous. Go back and watch ER.
The TV show ER?
The show was never that great. And there's this horrible, like, scene.
Daddy Clooney was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's this horrible scene that's just, like, way too sentimental. And it's like this kid dies of cancer, and of course the way they approach it, I just laughed. They hit you over the head with it. I mean, it's heavy handed. And then one of the nurses or the doctor sings some, I hope you have the time of your life, whatever that fucking Green Day song is. You know what I'm talking about? They sing it a cappella, and it's just so sad.
Well,
and I'm like, Green Day just jumped the shark. They just sold the fuck out.
Okay.
I was saying, did they need that money? Did they need to get paid by ER and NBC? Did they need it?
Why not?
I don't know. To be cool? That's the one thing, if you're a rock star, I feel like it's like you're a badass. That's the best thing about you. You spend your whole career like dragging amps and guitars and mic stands and drums.
And passed out groupies, bandmates.
Yes, everywhere. And you,
bailing
you, you
people
have
out.
Street cred, right. You have street cred and you're fucking cool. And then you're just going to say, oh, make a musical of this. That's not cool. It's not cool to have your song featured on ER. All of a sudden you're a shithead. You're like,
Glee?
Yes. Welcome to Glee. Yeah.
AC/DC shows up on Glee. That's one thing.
If John Lennon had not been shot by that horrible fucking asshole, would John Lennon have been on, American Idol?
Would he be a judge right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
You know why? Yoko ruined his money.
Oh, God.
She would have pushed him. Pushed him on American Idol. Him and Fat Elvis would have sat there. Both would have been fat. He would have been fat as a house.
You don't think Elvis would have cleaned up by now and been firmly ensconced in Vegas?
No. He would have been firmly ensconced in some sort of chair, something that helps him move.
Right.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck moment here on Crab Diving, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Our favorite broadcaster on the right.
That's right.
Drama. I was going to say drama queen. Well, he's a drama queen.
Yeah, man. He's a thespian. He's an actor.
Well, you just got to listen to Glenn Beck.
Is he upset?
Glenn Beck is planning a trip.
Ooh.
He's planning to go away.
Uh-oh.
wardrobe, by the way, no glasses.
No.
Purple-based faux flannel shirt.
Oh,
you know it ain't flannel.
Yeah,
you know it's just
it's not
to appear flannel.
Yeah. You're a lumbersexual.
And inexplicably... a black denim vest of some sort, like a jeans vest.
It sounds like he's like
unbuttoned
in show choir. It sounds like a very, you know what I mean?
You gotta take a look at the outfit on Glenn. No glasses.
Sure, are you sure that's not a leather vest?
No, it looks denim.
Leathery, man. He looks like he's out for leather, not.
Here's Glenn about the trip coming up this summer.
Oh, right.
For the Beck family.
Yay.
Pat and I have decided that we're going to go, we're going to take our families to Europe this summer.
Pat is his, I think Pat is his co-host.
Life partner?
I think it's the guy that talks like this all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
It's not Patricia, his wife?
No.
And here's why. And I'm sharing this with you because of... the conversation that we had this weekend. We're not going because, hey, let's go live it up and go to Europe.
It's Glenn doing character.
God.
Hey,
is that some lib who's like, oh, I want to go to Europe and experience a beautiful city like France, like Paris. And yeah.
We're not going to have fun.
Or to look at, you know.
We're not going to enjoy it.
See anything of note.
Why do you think Glenn and Pat may have decided to take their... families to Europe this summer, Ryan?
I don't know. I mean, I imagine it has something to do with terrorism or some bullshit like that.
Just go live it up and go to Europe.
I love it.
Pat and I truly believe that we are in the 1930s. I don't know where, but we're in the 1930s. And, you know, maybe it's 39, maybe it's 35. I don't know. But all of the things are... history is repeating itself. And if I would have said to you in 1935, hey... let's go to Europe. You would have said, well, it's getting kind of dangerous there, and I don't really know. Hey, let's go to Europe. Let's go to Germany. Let's go to France. Let's go see some of these places, because I don't know what the world is going to look like.
It's all going to go to shit.
Oh, that's why he's going.
He wants to get to Europe before the shit hits the fan.
Ah, doomsday prepper phrase. Interesting.
Do you think he's going to start selling shit like Jim Baker and Mike Huckabee?
Yes, I think. So is he going to broadcast his show?
No.
Europe?
He wants to take his family.
Oh, and just see it before it disappears.
See it before it's destroyed by the Muslims and the liberals.
Before the zombie apocalypse.
If you missed your opportunity in the 1930s, the next time that you would have wanted to take a vacation and go to Europe would have been probably about 1950. You would have gone to 1950, but everything would have been under construction, and everything would have been new. Germany...
that's not true. Certain areas.
Yes.
Yes.
Not all areas.
Not so much.
Are you telling me that there's not one good time to be had in, like... The late
You were in Prague?
Yes.
Prague was not bombed.
It's lovely there.
It's beautiful.
It's great. Too many Brits drunk.
No longer looked like Germany. Because of what is happening, I believe London, France, Germany, Greece, I believe these things could be destroyed.
He thinks the cities are going to be destroyed.
These things. He calls London, France, Greece, these things are all going to be destroyed.
In what is coming, and especially because, remember who you're fighting against, you're fighting against Islamic extremists. The places that they will target will be places like the Cathedral of Notre Dame. You could go back to France in 15 years from now, and it might be free. It might not be. It might be free. But the Cathedral of Notre Dame may be gone.
Why? Because they're going to take it out, ISIS?
The extreme, that's what they're going. The shit they're going to go for. Maybe. They're going to go for the big giant.
So does he have a list of things we should see before they get destroyed?
Well, I agree with him. I agree that morons, I hope that his idiot listenership takes him up on this and goes. My fear, though, is that they're going to go with a bunch of a herd of other
they don't need to
white-haired,
go to
old white assholes. They're going to stay cloistered together. They're going to bitch about the fact that why do these people not eat at the same time we do? What the fuck is wrong with them? Why do they not eat dinner at 6 o'clock like we do? I'm hungry.
Yeah, let me ask you something. I mean, is there anything more white trash than going to the Hard Rock Cafe in Madrid?
I met those people. I told you that when I was in Madrid. I really...
Potato skins.
Yeah, there were a couple from fucking Texas.
And
they hated it. And she was like, I can't stand it. We've been eating at the Hard Rock every single night.
I want to go to the Hard Rock and get some flaming fajitas.
God. Just annoying as fuck.
Yeah, it's so horrible.
Annoying as fuck.
Well, it's all going to be gone, according to Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that's from war or from terrorists. But we are dealing, we're in a time right now that the world is going to change.
There you go.
The world is going to change.
I'm waiting for next?
What?
So book your travel through
the
Blaze travel site. Now, go see the Holy Land.
Is there anything worse than people that legitimately are fans of Glenn Beck waddling around in Europe and going to these museums and just saying, I don't get it. What's so great about that?
God, can
we got one just like it in Houston.
The south of Spain, where there's so much of the Arab influence in the architecture and stuff.
Burn in hell.
Did you hear what's going on? I think we talked about this. We'll talk about it again on maybe tomorrow's show.
Ooh, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we got our... But there's that group in... Like, people in Texas are losing their minds because they're putting up a new high school, and they named it the Lebanon High School.
Oh, wow.
Which is a perfectly respectable name of other things, but some of them are losing their minds.
Nah,
but anyway,
shit.
That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow. We're here live for your ear holes every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, which is 5 to 7 on the Eastern type coast, and then we rerun throughout the day, throughout the night. Check crabdiving.com/live. For us and all the other great shit that runs on, all the other great stuff that runs here on the network. Don't forget
to
follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook, on Pinterest, on Tumblr.
Shut your mouth.
All over Google Plus. We're all over the internet. Spread love, share the crabs, everybody. Don't forget, Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer is doing comedy somewhere and tweets out some funny shit. Follow him on the Twitter at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
And everything and anything, past episodes of this and all the other great stuff can be found at crabdiving.com. iTunes and Stitcher.
Yay.
Thanks, everybody. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Totally.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.